making these statements. However, I should remind everybody that the International Atomic Energy Committee Agency has said that when it has asked Iran to produce its information on when and how it has gone after nuclear energy and whether it's gone after nuclear weapons in the past, they still have not received an answer. And maybe for face-saving purposes, let's forget that and let's get this agreement going, because that's the key thing right now. And I agree with the other speaker that Obama is on the right track, Netanyahu is on the wrong track. I don't think, however, you can draw from that that Iran has never been after a weapon, or that anybody who accuses Iran of being after a weapon is necessarily a liar. It just depends that Iran may not be doing the necessary things right now to make a weapon, but there's no question that there's been an ambition there for a long time. Even the supreme leader made that clear way back in the 1980s when he was prime minister, when he said that Iran should have a weapon, it has a right to a weapon. Now, nowadays, we're two, three decades later. Let's try to get this agreement, and let's not fight over this kind of detail. I hope Netanyahu will not be listened to by the American Congress, because the U.S. Congress should not get in the way of this agreement. There's no question about that. Obama is on the right track.
There's a problem, Dean Henderson, when you have Netanyahu back in 2012, when asked about how he has this intelligence, which really, if you want to call it intelligence, I put that in quotation marks, he based it, as he said, on secret information or military intelligence that came from the International Atomic Energy Agency. So he brought that into the picture, and the IAEA did not provide him that type of intelligence. So again, his credibility comes into mind, and this being in an entity by the name of Israel in the middle of the Middle East, who has nuclear weapons, even though they declare that they don't. So there's something very wrong when these types of revelations come about in an area that's pretty much in flames right now.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, the International Atomic Energy Agency was, Henry Kissinger was instrumental in founding this IEA, and it was back in 1973, and it was basically, it was at a time when Nixon had just announced his twin pillars policy, which put Saudi Arabia and Iran in the driver's seat as far as being these sort of swing producers, they call them, but in other words, the puppets in the Middle East, because at that time, of course, Iran was ruled by the Shah, who ruled that country like a dictator, with his Sabak secret police, tortured people, killed people, starved people out. People lived in cardboard boxes that were, you know, they'd send U.S. military shipments of weapons to Tehran, and then you'd find homeless people living in these boxes that had these bombs and these guns in them and stuff. I mean, it was horrible. So that's the reason we hate Iran, the Americans do, is because in 1979, the Iranians said, we've had enough, they had a revolution, they overthrew the Shah. So anyway, Nixon had announced this Twin Pillars policy. Well, a year later, Kissinger came up with this IEA concept, the International Atomic Energy Agency, and the French immediately called it a machine de guerre, which means weapon of war, and that's what it is. So this phony agency has always been used to sort of blast the enemies of the Rothschilds, and it's really not credible, first of all. You know, second of all, yes, Bibi, you know, probably didn't get this from the IEA, because again, he's a pathological liar. And they really want war. Look what they did to Iraq. They bombed the nuclear reactor, you know, in Iraq. It was in 1989, right before we invaded Iraq, just unilaterally. And the U.S. didn't say a word. And nobody, you know, so the Israelis, you know, if they want to continue this belligerent behavior, this aggression, you know, these conspiracies that they're always involved in, assassination of Iranian military people, scientists, you know, they were behind 9/11. It's clear. The evidence is clear. I mean, I just can't understand why Americans would want to be friends with these people anymore, whoever they are. And so the best thing that the Americans should do is continue along this path of negotiations that Obama's on. We should make friends with Iranians, make peace in Iraq, get rid of ISIS, which Israel is also behind. and basically drop the Saudis, the Israelis, and the City of London over the side, because these are entities that don't help our country, that continue to give us a black eye, use our troops to do their wars, that they can make money, put us into debt. I mean, they're enemies of the United States.
Okay, very well. Let's take a quick timeout. I'm sure Joe Labrakis, you have a reaction to Dean Henderson, but let's take a listen to some of the viewer comments. We'll come back to the debate.
The lies are intended to provoke an attack on the Islamic Republic of Iran, just as they lied about Iraq. What about Israel's nuclear program? Where is the US, EU, UN? My question is, what gives Israel the rights to question or challenge Iran's nuclear program? Israel illegally possesses nuclear weapons. Who gave them such authority? These dudes seem like they are totally insane people. Ridiculous. Israel wants to put Iran under pressure and to try to make violence in the Middle East. I remember back in 2002 or 2003 when Colin Powell stood up in front of the world saying that in 6 months Iran would have nukes that would threaten Israel. Therefore, he said we need to go after Iran. These were total lies. It's not a lie. Iran is making nuclear weapons. It will be their undoing. So keep it up. Make a nuclear missile. What happens after that will be your own fault. Israel has the right to have nuclear weapons, whereas others not? How come? It's a begging bowl. If there is no threat, then how Zionists will get funding from America? They scare the Americans to fund their luxury. Since 1984, the tale is spun that Iran will have nukes within few years. Iran reaching the final stage of building an atomic bomb? Headline of Israeli newspaper Maariv, 25th of April, 1984.
Okay, those were some of the viewer comments. George Lambrakis, back in 2010, Mossad is stated that they were at odds with Netanyahu. And what I'm looking at here is said that the Mossad chief at that point said he was opposed to an order from Netanyahu to prepare a military attack on Iran. So you mean to tell me that, and there's been plenty
That's
more
correct.
Threats coming from Israel, which is illegal, by the way, against Iran, of an attack against Iran. So do you think that those were indeed based on lies, based on this revelation, and that a whole nation had to be under this supposed attack that was going to come from Israel? Doesn't that put the whole credibility of Israel as a whole on the line?
I'm not quite sure what you're saying. To me, it sounds like there was greater democracy in Israel where the head of the intelligence can speak against the prime minister, which, of course, is unlikely to happen in many authoritarian countries around the world. From that point of view, I think, if anything, it is in Israel's favor, even if it does show Netanyahu being an extreme right-winger in many ways. And that's true. He is. On the other hand, Iran has been on a breakout possibility to create a bomb, and there's no reason that the IAEA should be run down the way Mr. Henderson was attacking it, as if this was some kind of a ridiculous creation. It is one of the mainstays of the international system, and it has been the follow-up to President Eisenhower's original offer of nuclear energy to the world on a peaceful basis. And that's exactly what the IAEA stands for these days. And they do carry out inspections. And I remind you that they found back as long ago as 10 or 20 years ago that Iran had been hiding a lot of the things it was doing on nuclear development. It's gotten a lot cleaner since. At the moment, the IAEA is not 100% sure that Iran has come completely clean. And frankly, these negotiations are going ahead with the idea that Iran is going to be honest in carrying out its obligations, whatever they end up being after these negotiations are completed.
Okay.
And my hope, these negotiations will be successful.
Okay, Dean Henderson, how much has this damaged Israel and U.S.'s relationship which we are hearing is kind of on the rocks, and now with this revelation?
Well, we can only hope it's damaged it very much, because that's what needs to happen. Is we need, as I say, we need to move away from Israel. Mr. Lambrakis and his pals that used to work at the State Department, I just really don't have any idea why they're carrying water for Israel. I don't know what, you know, what makes them do that. I don't know what makes Americans do that. I know there's evangelical religious people in this country. You know, they want to promote Israel all the time. They're God's chosen people and this and that. You know, I know there's a lot of money. I know people are scared. They think they're going to get, you know, offed if they criticize Israel or called an anti-Semite. But the fact of the matter is the Semites are the Arab people in that region. The fact of the matter is Israel is not a friend, again, of the United States, nor is the IEA. I mean, it strikes me as funny that, you know, the IEA, it's such a great organization. Well, yeah, I guess if you're an American, an exceptional American, which I guess Rudy Giuliani is, who criticized our president the other day, you know, for basically not supporting Israel and for continuing to talk to Iran. I guess you're not an exceptional American if you want to actually have peace in the world. But the bottom line is the IEA was a creation of Kissinger. Now, it's great for the United States because we already have nuclear weapons, you see, and we already bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki and killed millions of people in 1945, and that's okay, I guess. But when another country besides Israel, America, besides maybe the Brits or the French.
I do apologize. Author and political expert there, Dean Henderson, also former U.S. diplomat George Lambrakis, spoke to us from London. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. For Mika Vitavoyi and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, is goodbye.